At the top of the news this Monday evening, the first results in Zimbabwe's weekend presidential election are in and show the major contenders running neck and neck. Jesuit Father Brian Enright from the Archdiocesan Chancery in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, says the people are ready for a change.
At the moment in Harare, things are very quiet and peaceful. There's a sense of expectation, I think, amongst many people. The general sentiment seems to be subdued hope. Question mark at the moment is the loyalty of the security forces. People are looking forward to a change, I think, in building a more democratic society, repealing legislation, which is very repressive. Freedom of association, meetings, media, and that sort of thing. A more open society, greater respect for human rights. These would be very important issues, it seems to me. But I would go back and say so many things depend on the economy. The church has given very clear and strong lead over the past few years through its through the pastoral letters of the bishops. I think it's greatly appreciated by most Catholics and by many people outside the church.
And opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai has mounted the most difficult challenge to date in the 28-year rule of Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe.